I'm representing Oslo Cancer Cluster and heading the incubator at Montebello. As you hear, we are very focused. We're working with in life science, but with cancer entrepreneurs and companies. So I could actually be talking the whole 10 minutes on this actually one picture. And I'd like to make this speech in memory of Kåre Norum, the former dean of the University of Oslo that passed away just a few days ago. This is actually his idea, what we have done here. He was a visionary. He thought that we should combine education with research, customers, and commercialization. So what you see here in this picture is actually the hospital in the back. You have the research institute to the left and the new innovation building. That was Kåre's big idea here on the right. And altogether, it consists of a very comprehensive ecosystem for commercialization of life science products in cancer. And all the discussions we've had, I think it actually fits very well what we have achieved here in this micro ecosystem. People have been talking about education. As you can see, we have Ullern High School here at the bottom. There are 1,000 pupils there, actually, that we are collaborating with. They are also they have interaction with the research institute, the hospital, and all the institutions here in this building. And I think what we have achieved here is represented by early days, early 2000. There was an old high school here. They had no contact with the hospital or the researchers. The closest contact, you might say, was the sign on the cafeteria saying, students not allowed. So it sort of said something about, you know, what kind of relationship the hospital had to the school. This is totally different now. We have talked about silos. I think actually it's actually a very good example. The hospital is full of silos. There's a competition between departments. There's a competition about money, funding, et cetera, et cetera. Research institute, fierce competition between researchers. But what we have done, when we arrange big meetings now here in our new facility, people say, oh, this is good. We now have started talking to each other, coming from the research institute, coming from the hospital. So we have become an arena for sort of opening up a bit, which is very good. So for an example of this is actually yesterday we had Nature Café. So it's Nature Café together with OCC had a big meeting here on CAR T treatment, which is the newest, hottest topic in cancer treatment. And this has to do with attractiveness. So from the early 2000s, where there were a lot of biotechs in the area, but nobody knew about them. They didn't know about themselves. Politicians didn't know about them. Investors didn't know. Analysts didn't know. So what we saw, we have to show them. We have to make them visible. So how to make these companies visible in the fantastic environment here where they do excellent research. And these researchers, you know, very little came out of it. We have discussed it here. We have good researchers, but they don't create value. So we said, well, we want to have a place to be, and we build this infrastructure with good help from the public. So the SIVA is the next largest owner of this facility, besides from UBOS. We also need private investments. So this is a private public enterprise, which we are very proud of. And I hope also that our new building that will come here in a few years will also be able to set up there. It will be based on the same thing. Oslo University Hospital didn't care about really what we were doing. We talked to them, you know, how to build it, how to set it up. They didn't really care about it. The big companies, big pharma companies, early 2000, they weren't really interested. They, you know, this was for SMEs. We don't see the benefits. You know, why should we put money into this? Today, they love it. So there has been a change, both in big pharma companies, in terms of opening up to academic research, but also from the public to see that this has great value also to the public and society. And that has been a game changer for us. I should move on here, I guess. Just an example of the cluster. There are about 100 companies and research institutions, suppliers in the cluster that work together. These researchers are representing the excellent research ongoing at the university, and we do spin-outs from them. I mentioned the school. They collaborate with the companies they work with on the labs at the research center, and also they do work in our incubator. It could be summer jobs. I'm mentoring a class. They have a research class at the school. And yesterday I mentored 8 of these students for 2 hours, and we will continue to do that program throughout the year. We are engaged in big research program together with the public, Norwegian Research Council, and this is on big data. A lot of big data is ongoing in the facility. We have the cancer registry in the building. We have the Department of Cancer Genomics and Informatics in the building. A lot of great research is ongoing together with the companies, and we often facilitate the interactions. Like, for example, this collaboration between the research registry and the Lawrence Livermore Lab in the US. So the Lawrence Livermore Lab in California has the supercomputers. The Norwegian Cancer Registry has all the data. So they shipped all their data in the women's cervical screening program in Norway that has been ongoing from the 60s. So there are a lot of interesting data there. So they shipped those data over to California, set up a research group, and they're now working on individualized screening systems. I mean, nowadays, you know, the women, they go every 3 years, take a pap smear sample. So probably could most of these women, they could do 5 or 10 years intervals. And some might need 1 year intervals because they have a more aggressive, history or sample. So by making this more individualized, society could gain a lot of, could save actually money on that. And this also, comes from a long-standing relationship between MD Anderson Cancer Center and OUS, which is very useful also for us. I can mention also that we are attracting technology from the outside. So technology coming from GMAG, Nakamed, Atelier Innovation, outside Oslo, they're coming to our center because they want to get in touch with some of the companies, and they can't reach them. So I said, you come and sit here, and you can meet them in the lunch or in the common areas, which has happened, actually. It's quite successful. IT companies, they have just, this company working in precision medicine has just been sold to NEC. And actually, NEC from Japan is now moving their people to Oslo to set up more companies and do more stuff, because they realize we can't move these heads from the campus because they belong in the environment, the research environment. Also, we work with a company out of Kongsberg. So Kongsberg is world-leading in technology, as you know, in certain areas, missiles, offshore shipping. So there is a gründer who has taken, or an entrepreneur who has taken the steering systems from Kongsberg and implemented it into radiation therapy in Oslo, which is great. Nobody thought about it. He said it's off-shelf technology, nothing secret about it, but the use in medicine is new. So he had done great patents, and we are now on the way to fund this company. We have EU funding programs for the companies, and we have cost and attractiveness, and that is also why we get people to come to us. You know, they call from the Prime Minister's office and say, we want to set up a health tech conference with you. And again, with attractiveness, you get more people coming, more companies coming, more researchers are attracted to this facility. So it's like a snowball. If you get it running, moving, you can actually create big things. So by this, I will just say thank you.